This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor Recap podcast, hosted by male interracial best friend duo. Refer a friend month. Two-thirds of the way through, just like that.
Short month, Rim. Is it too late? People have been asking, Rim.
Great question. People have really been asking.
Flooding my DMs.
AB.
Is it too late, AB?
Is it too late?
I don't know. Maybe. It might be.
AB, you don't know.
I have no idea. I don't know.
The answer is it's not too late. And in fact, Refer a Friend Month has been extended.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
Wow.
Five extra days.
Hell yeah.
And that's just a function of us recording. We're going to announce the winners
on
the episode that comes out.
Sure.
The first week of March.
Wow.
Thanks to everyone who's tagged a friend. Thanks to everyone who's tagged a friend in the comments of one of our Instagram posts this month. If you don't have Instagram and or don't want to tag any friends and or your friends don't have Instagram, just send a note to the mailbag 773-234-7794, and you'll be entered to win a sticker, maybe a t-shirt. Depends on, you know, if the checks clear this month. We will do some giveaways.
It's not too late, you're saying, and
no.
It is still greatly appreciated. Is that what you're also saying?
I appreciate late entries as much as early entries.
Okay.
They're all
noted.
Yeah.
Noted.
You're not any more likely to win because we run a contest fair and square.
Always have, always will.
Never rigged anything.
Nope. Except that Halloween contest that one time.
But that wasn't part of this operation.
We have come clean about that.
Yeah.
And it had to be done.
To the relevant parties.
Yes.
And it had to be done for the morale of the party.
Yes, I agree.
Lost a lot of soldiers last night on
Holy cow. Episode 6
of The Bachelor.
Some big names. Well, one big name.
We lost a big name. We lost a hometown lock, I would have considered.
Yeah.
It's getting serious now.
It is getting serious for everyone involved. Maybe a touch too serious, some would argue.
Who would argue?
Me. I would argue. Everyone might be taking this a little too serious.
There is always an episode where the lead is really down.
He's down.
Everyone's down, and it ruins the mood. This was a dour episode.
Joey's face from start to finish, except for a brief.
Where he was touching Daisy's feet?
No, he wasn't really smiling. No. I was going to say, one of the dates that he went on, I thought he perked up a little bit, but for the most time...
Yeah.
You could see it in his eyes that he doesn't want to do this anymore. That's the only way I can explain the look in his eyes.
I don't want to do this anymore.
He hit a big wall. Hopefully he can get past it.
Well, it didn't help that they spun him around and around and around and then said, oh, you're dizzy? Put him in more spinny things. Let's turn this guy upside out.
It was a tough week for Joey, for certain.
Solemn start in Montreal. He's struggling. Down to 10. He's falling for more than one.
He looks tired.
Jet-lagged.
He looks emotionally just spent. And he needs someone. They should have brought someone in. His uncle.
No, that's the last guy you want to bring in. His uncle.
Yeah, his
would
uncle
tell
will.
What's up, fake Jay? Fake ass Jay? Bring it in. A line through your teeth.
Does Joey has sisters, I think, maybe? He needed something. He needed some home. He needed something
he
from
needed
home, back
time.
Home, Rim. Okay?
There's were you sold on this idea that Joey's big fear was telling someone how he would feel and have it not be reciprocated? Were you? That was the theme of this episode and something they teased in that preseason finale little thing.
I think, yeah, I think that's been his story since his uncle made it his story. And it seems accurate, by the way. I don't know that we're getting real J. I don't know that we're getting real J here, Rim.
Well, that was what was going on this episode is Joey afraid to tell someone, I feel this certain way about you and not getting it in return. I'm still in this first segment here. Do you want a sensitive hunk? Well,
yeah, I do.
Joey's your man.
I really do.
People expect him to be perfect. He feels that way. He's not. Which, in a funny way, actually makes him perfect, Ibby, when you really think about it.
Yeah, you really think about it, this type of struggle.
Even more endearing.
Really makes him more likable here. Yeah. I agree.
The group in Montreal.
Speaking of sensitive hunks, Rim. Holy cow.
Jesse?
Jesse. Yeah.
Well, he'll never miss a chance to flaunt that French. They go to Canada every season now. Jesse demands it, and he just... So he can do French at the group date intros. The verbal group date card was Daisy, Caitlin, Kelsey A, Jen, Rachel, Lexi, Leia, Jess.
I'm glad you said verbal date card, Rem. This man didn't have a date card. I don't know some of these women's names.
Left it back
Jesse's, you know, off the top of the dome. He did no mistakes, no notes, no cards.
No.
Impressive. One of the greatest in the business, if not the greatest to ever do it.
Quick current Bachelor franchise host power rankings. I think it's Jesse number one. Not even close. Historically, we won't get into that, but Jesse's up there right now. Maria and Kelsey T get the one-on-one dates, which,
wow,
at this point, for Kelsey T anyway, is a risky thing because this is a late one-on-one date. Next week, at the end of the episode, we will know who's going to hometowns. So if you know, it's good that you got a one-on-one date.
This is the one-on-one where people go home on a lot of times.
Yes. Maria, I think, is in a different situation because Maria's been kind of front and center getting FaceTime with him.
Mm-hmm.
Screen time, not so much with Kelsey T.
Watch out for the Kelseys, though, Rim. I said that last week.
I think the Kelseys are splitting their votes a little bit.
Is so Kelsey splitting their votes?
No, they are not. I think they're... I don't know how to describe it. I feel like they're... Stay tuned for my power rankings.
Are you saying they'd be better if there was only one Kelsey here? Either one. It doesn't even matter which
one.
Yeah,
I think so.
Are you saying that? Because I think I agree. I don't know why or what that even means, but I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it. you're saying watch out for the Kelseys. I'm saying actually opposite. Don't watch out for the Kelseys because they're both kind of splitting their attention from Joey. I don't know. Anyway, group date, unless you have anything else.
No.
This was the Amazing Race. And by that, I mean, it wasn't really difficult to figure out what townsperson you were supposed to interact with. They kind of had number one, like cameras on them. And there, you know, there was kind of a spotlight. They're all dressed up.
Is that what happens on The Amazing Race? Like, you can tell who you're supposed to be talking to.
Yeah. It's not really.
This person in the tuxedo is who I need to talk to right now.
Exactly. At the town square by the famous thing, which is that, you know, to be fair, that's not really part of the. Anyway. Yeah. Poutine at Jesse's favorite restaurant. I like the Jesse tie-ins. You won't find me complaining about it.
You think we're going to complain about learning more about Jesse and his interests? No.
No.
He likes tennis, and he likes poutine. We've learned that this season. Mm-hmm.
And he likes, and I can tell by the way this chef was acting that him and Jesse get along great. They have a good,
I think this was
real
a celebrity
friendship.
Canadian chef, I believe.
He put off that vibe.
I believe.
He had enough charisma that I believe what you just claimed.
I believe he is. Yeah. I believe I've seen this man before. I don't know where or who he is, but I watch a lot of cooking shows, and I think I've seen this man before. Okay. That's
Could
all.
It be that he just looks like a chef? I would presume he has a sleeve, at least one sleeve.
The guy, that guy?
Yeah, tattoo sleeve.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But I think I've seen that guy before.
Jen. Just little bits and pieces here and there.
This is how
make
you
an
stand
impression.
Out. This is how you stand out, Rim. Mm-hmm. Okay? Obviously, what she did was disgusting. Wouldn't work. None of the ingredients she put together would work together.
Wasn't
terrible idea if you're actually making it for something. But she is doing it to stand out. A brilliant move by her. She goes, let me just throw this chocolate sauce in. That'll really bring Joey over here. Joey sees Jen over there with the chocolate sauce in her hand. He says, I got to get over there and see what the hell she's doing. She obviously didn't think that would be good, but she made a great move.
To be honest, AB, she could have made nothing special, and I think Joey would have been. The things Joey says to the camera are like, I can't stop looking at Jen.
I can't wait to see her power rankings.
When she talks to me, it feels like we're the only ones there. It's almost too obvious how well they click.
When she was doing the poutine, there was someone in between them, and they were having a full conversation while that girl just sat there in between them.
Making a run-of-the-mill standard, by-the-rules poutine.
Standard poutine.
Then there was a little bit where Jess has grown tired of the group date. She wants a one-on-one.
Well, she's starting to spiral, Rim. Slowly but surely, she is spiraling. She seems to think, now's the time to tell him how I feel, and that's going to fix things. And I just didn't think that would be that would work. That's a ticket out of here.
That window has closed.
It's closed.
That's like a move you make to
probably two episodes ago.
Yeah,
you needed to tell him how you're feeling, and it actually holds some impact. If you're telling him now how you're feeling, and you haven't had conversations, we don't know anything about this girl, by the way, except the first episode.
She got the first kiss. She did tell him how she was feeling last week or the week before. And I thought he was going to send her home. She said, I'm falling for you or something in that.
So what was she going to say different this episode? Because I don't remember that.
I thought she had to take it a step further. She did. She said the same thing again. Yeah.
Okay. Well, either way, this was not going to fix anything. No. I can confirm for you.
Well, this is the tough week where most people have had one-on-ones. Most of the remaining contestants have had one-on-ones. If you she knows she's not getting one either.
Rim, this is it. This is the last possible chance to get a one-on-one that you get a rose on. A first one-on-one where you're actually going to get a rose. Because someone will get a one-on-one next week that hasn't had one, probably. And that person is going home. For certain.
I don't know if that's possible. I think all the remaining people have had one-on-ones.
Well, who's there?
Yeah, all the remaining people have had one-on-ones.
They've all had one-on-ones?
All final six, yeah.
What
you're looking for here, AB, is if you didn't get... Jess knows
get
at this point...
One-on-one,
if you didn't get a one-on-one, you might as well leave.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And Jess is trying to like scramble and try to figure out how she can survive. You can't survive.
Just listen, lady. You're here at an all-you-can-eat poutine experience, the likes you'll never have again. Time to just go back over to the corner,
make yourself some
poutine,
relax,
and have an awesome day. It's over. This shit is over. Okay, they'd have to drag me out of that poutine place if I was Jess. I'm just gonna stay here. This is the episode where I wouldn't say a word to Joey. Like, it's over. I'm not conversating with you. This is about me going forward, having a good time.
Where's Jesse? Can Jesse join us for the rest of this the nighttime portion? Hang out with him. Group date, nighttime. I thought we were looking at some potential self-eliminations here. Jess, chief among them. She's going to do something. Mm-hmm. This is what I wrote before it happened. Maybe say she loves him, which will result in her going home. This was clear.
Yeah.
This was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Joey's still very sad, by the way, going into the night.
Yeah, you thought he'd get a bounce.
Very, very sad. No, he didn't bounce back. Very, very sad.
He's so in such a bad mood that he couldn't even be bothered to dress up for this nighttime. He rolled in with... You know, they're all in like cocktail party dresses, and he comes in medium wash jeans and a chunky sweater. It was just, you know, a notch below where you should have been, Joey. Yeah. But again, he's had a rough day.
He's sad. Yeah.
Caitlin won him one time. Instant tears. We're in a bad spot here.
Joey's already in a bad spot, and it's only getting worse.
It's hard for her to see his connections with everyone else. Caitlin is one who hasn't had a one-on-one. As we described, if you haven't had a one-on-one,
You're in trouble. You're in big trouble.
Either try to skate by into the next week, knowing you'll go home then, or
the play.
Pack your stuff.
No, the play is to stick around. Not, don't. You want to be friend at this point for him. So you want to have a positive experience. Maybe he'll keep you around another date. You get to travel again. Have
one
another
trip.
Week. Mm-hmm. One more trip. That's what your goal should be. If you're at this point and you didn't get to get the one-on-one card, your goal has to shift. It has to be more screen time, care less about Joey, and get to that next week where you can travel a little more. That's
try
it.
Talk to the producers and try and figure out
anything
where
you
you're
can do
going
for,
next.
Anything I can do for you? No, you need to ask the producer. Anything you need done.
You're talking about running gopher errands for the producers?
No,
I'm talking about figure out where you're going
to
next.
Stir something.
Go
what
there.
Do you need me to ask? What do you need me to do?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I'll play ball.
You know, I was thinking about your uncle on last season.
Yeah,
are you guys
exactly.
okay?
That type of stuff. That type of stuff. What do you need me to ask?
You
I just
want to
be here one more week.
Kelsey A one-on-one time. Kelsey A is an interesting character to me. She has not had a lot of stuff other than her one-on-one date. Outside of that, she's presented
a
as a throwaway character in the same, not throwaway, that sounds mean,
well,
but like a side character in the vein of Caitlyn or someone else.
Maybe just a little more shy than some of the other women, so she doesn't stand out in these group situations. I don't know.
She doesn't seem shy. She's the klutz. She had this transition from the klutz comment into falling for him, which I thought was clever.
Mm.
She just doesn't. She's just not a
standout.
A
right
screen
now.
Player, it seems.
Yeah,
not a standout.
Yep.
Anyway, so far this is two for two. People who came to him saying, "I hated being on this group date."
I've been workshopping an analogy here. And at this point in the episode, I couldn't get my mind off it. I think Joey, and you're not going to get this because you're not a Harry Potter person, but I think Joey's Dumbledore, Rim.
Okay.
Dumbledore went searching for these Horcruxes, Rim. That's the premise of the last couple books. He's searching for these Horcruxes to take down Voldemort.
What are the Horcruxes?
There are little pieces of Voldemort that have been spread out in the world, and they have like,
Are they fleshy or are they stone?
No, I think they're stone. I think they're actual physical things, but the Horcruxes are made up of pieces of Voldemort's like soul, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you have to get all of them to stop Voldemort. Otherwise, he's spread them out. He has spread them out across all the land to make himself pretty much invincible, because you'd have to collect all these Horcruxes to stop him. And at each Horcrux is booby traps and shit. Straight booby traps.
Yeah, yeah.
Tough ones, too, Rim. Tough ones. Okay? Well, Dumbledore...
You almost said it.
Well, Dumbledore is going around getting all these Horcruxes, okay? He's getting the Horcruxes. But everyone he collects takes a lot out of him, Rim.
That's what I have here. He's doing a lot of heavy lifting.
Takes a lot out of him. So Joey... in this situation, is collecting all these Horcruxes. He's making, he's doing all the right things, saying all the right things, but each conversation is taking a lot out of him.
His health meter is dipping.
His health meter is going down. So he's doing the right thing, but it's not the right thing for him. And he needed to just step aside and not do any of this
anymore.
Needs
a day off. Yeah.
Okay. He needed a day off, but instead he's being the good guy. Hearing all these conversations, every single one is sapping
one
the life out of
another,
him more and more, just like Dumbledore. And guess what happens at the end, Rim? I'm not going to spoil it, but...
Well, Dumbledore, RIP, I imagine.
Perishes, yes, because he is so weakened by the Horcruxes, Rim.
And
said I wouldn't
see
spoil
in the
it, and then I did spoil it.
Well, this whole season is Dumbledore dying.
This is Dumbledore dying. Rim. He's collecting these Horcruxes week to week, and it's taking it all out of him. And then finally, at the end of the season, he's going to die. He's going to be too weakened to actually, get through with this season.
Well, maybe they'll bring in another actor if he dies before the finale.
It's something
little,
to think about.
Little Dumbledore. Okay, well, that's one of the great analogies. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You explained that. Anyway, Kelsey and him are fine because she's falling for him.
Mm-hmm.
He likes it. She's back up in the clouds. I said, don't fall
too
hard
from
being up that
high.
But
a little bit of his power has been sucked from him.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's right. Lexi one-on-one time. I call her Lex Get Brown Down to Brass Tacks. Where are we going to move? How many kids? What type of
car? How many kids win?
Did I say what type of car? Yeah, I said what. She said what type of car? Public school, or private school. How quickly can we get married? That's the main one here. And Joey says, clear as day.
Nothing more clear.
He has. He almost pulled out.
Glad you asked. I have it right here.
Out a note card with a print.
I have it right here for you.
Joey says, "Listen, you say yes at this finale. You're looking at 2 to 3 year engagement. 3 to 5, no kids, and then we'll talk. Something along those lines. Then we'll talk. Then kids, maybe." He didn't say maybe, but It wasn't definitive.
2 year engagement, 2 years being married.
2 to 3.
So 2 year engagement, 2 years of being married without kids, just to enjoy your marriage. And then we can start considering kids. Okay.
And that's the fast. You describe the fastest
that's
possible.
That's the fastest. That's the shortest amount of time.
Yeah. Which was, I liked how, you know.
Yeah. What more can you ask from a guy?
That's a good response. I mean,
great response. I've thought about it, and this is what I want this is my 5-year plan.
This is what
plan.
I'm hoping to do. Yeah. That's, you know, that wasn't a Nick Vile response. No disrespect.
No. Good for him.
Unless Lexi appreciates how serious he's taking this whole thing. But I wrote here, this scene helped me imagine their breakup. It kind of seemed like she, when, you know, she was saying the nice thing about how he handled that, but she was looking at him like.
Well, I don't think you ask that if the answer you're looking for is 6 years, you know?
No, probably not.
Like if she was that far out in her mind of when they're going to have kids, you wouldn't even really ask it probably.
No, you talk about it later.
You just ask, are we going to have kids? You don't even care about the timeline. If you're 6 years out, you don't care about the timeline that much.
No. And as a reminder, Lexi obviously does not want to wait that long to have children, given her health condition.
Yep, exactly.
Jen won one time. Little touches, AB. Little looks, little smiles.
Little touches.
Try to keep these two from giving each other eyes. What kind of eyes? That's up for the viewer to decide. I'll keep it more general. Jen says she's falling for him. And true to Jen, she's almost bashful about it. She's kind of embarrassed to be saying something so silly.
Mm-hmm. I noted here, whoever comes in with different vibes than the other conversations he's had and the feeling of the entire week so far is going to leapfrog towards the top of this. Okay. Yeah. And I think Jen was that girl. The one with the little less serious conversation. We're going to have a little fun. I know what you're going through right now. Let's take a step back. A little less serious. Joey needed a little less serious in a conversation, and Jen provided that. And that's, she moved to the close to the top of my power rankings. Maybe the top. You'll have to wait and see.
Whoa.
You will have to wait and see.
Having said that, it was not a waste of time conversation. They continued.
No, it wasn't silly. It wasn't silly. No. It was just a little different than the rest of them. The feeling.
Mm-hmm. Joey to the camera says, I was way more excited to hear that from Jen than whoever else said it earlier in the night. He didn't say that, but that was a feeling he was giving off. Cut to Jess, who will be leaving us tonight.
Yeah.
These are real-time notes. Jess is on her way out the door.
Yeah.
What did you make of Jess telling Joey again?
Just so she's falling for him. And I can see his soul leave his body. This has been a tough week. Now I have to do this.
This date sucks. This is what Joey thought.
This sucks.
It's way easier to just not give Jess a rose than to go, you know, I'm not feeling it.
This date stinks. Yeah. Now I got to send you home. I got to walk out to the Tahoe. I got to call the Tahoe. We got to get them.
They walked a quarter mile outside.
We got to walk all the way over there. It's going to be a little cold out. Man, this stinks. This stinks. And I got to have this conversation right now. I'm already almost in tears. Just from sadness of the situation that I'm in.
He knows the Lexi thing is going to come to an end. I feel deep down he knows it's going to come to an end.
Yeah.
And he's got to, you know, he's had to make Kelsey A feel like she's still in it, even though he knows she's probably not. And same with Kate. Wow.
Yeah. It's been a tough day. And now this.
I thought Jess took this swing and she missed. And the pitch was a ball. She should have not swung.
She didn't
swung.
Need to swing. You didn't have to swing. You're right.
You don't swing. You get to
it
you get
ball
one more
in
rose.
The dirt.
You see another pitch. Strike out next week in yeah, band for wherever they're going.
This is a ball in the dirt, Rob.
You should not have swung at this. This was a ball. It was a pitch out. Just yeah. All you got to do is not say what you're about
you
to
don't
say.
Swing.
And you'll stick around.
Yeah, you'll probably be here another week. There'd probably be seven people still here.
No doubt.
Instead of six.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, wipe those tears, dress, chin up. You are headed to, well, probably just home.
I don't know if she's going
paradise.
To Paradise.
I don't think Paradise is going to exist.
Yeah, Paradise
is my
isn't
point.
Even happening. Yeah. Jess says this is the last thing she expected when she was in the Tahoe right now. And I mean, I don't
she
know.
She thinks it's bad information, I think.
I don't know what you thought was the case then. If you haven't got it, you must not be familiar with the history of this show, is what I would say yeah. as a producer watching her from the front.
Jess and Leia both had these ideas. They were surprised by the outcome of this episode.
I am
I
not
thought,
sure why
you
were surprised
that you
know.
Thought that.
You're not getting sympathy from me because no. I saw this coming weeks ago. Has he given you... Have you talked to him? I don't remember you having any conversations of shared interest between you two outside of the first day.
Who are you referencing? Leia?
Jess. No, either. Oh, Jess. Both. Both. Either or.
Well, the conversation where last week or the week before, she said, I'm falling for you, has been wiped from your memory. That occurred.
But Jess, he didn't reciprocate.
Now they kiss. He didn't say, I'm feeling the same way. They just kiss.
Yeah.
Joey returns to the group. He says, Jess is halfway to the airport. Car was already running. The already low mood drops even further. As
Joey said something about how whenever something good happens, something way worse happens or something. Like, this guy's in the dumps.
This was just a bad, bad group day. He should have pulled Leia and Caitlin when he walked Jess out. Leia, Caitlin.
We got the car running.
They show the down there. He has to pull the seat forward like so they can get in the back like a van or something.
I wouldn't mind a triple elimination.
Yeah,
you know, let's just purge this thing.
Come on,
let's do a bachelor purge.
Purge would be
if
very
you
funny.
Don't have if you don't haven't got a one-on-one date yet, and
you're
I have, and then you're gone. Go hop in the Tahoe right now. With the way this day's going, I don't have time or the mental capacity to deal with all this. I just want all these people that aren't real competitors here to leave.
Yeah.
Period.
Another great idea from the mind of AB. Purge.
Purge.
Bachelor contestants mid-group date.
Yeah.
Kelsey T, one-on-one date, daytime. Like we mentioned,
Wait.
What's up? Jen got the group day rose.
Jen got the group day rose. Joey gave Lexi a leg squeeze on the way out rim.
Please don't
leave. Something I'd like noted.
Yeah, let's talk more about it.
This would have been a huge deal had what happened at the end of this episode not happened. I think Lexi was pretty high up. That's what I'm telling you. I agree.
I had her one early in the season.
Well, you
times.
Were right. I think he was really into her.
Kelsey T, one-on-one day, daytime. Could be an interesting one. Like, she's got
her
work cut out for her.
Home.
Yeah, she could go home. Only because, you know, she's sixth in the standings, you could say.
Sure.
Or she could squeeze her way into
or
the top four.
Or she could be the late riser.
She could be. Could be. And that's still possible.
I noted here, they gave her a little bit of a bachelorette-style getting ready thing, like pre-date, that they don't always give. She was sitting on the bed looking... You know, staring off into nothing, talking about
what's
her
next
future.
For me.
Then they show her getting ready. They didn't show all that for everyone, Rim. Something to note. I don't know what it means. Bachelorette?
I wouldn't
maybe
mind
a
it.
Late riser? Something. But I think I meant something was coming here.
Yeah.
I didn't think she was going home after I saw that.
No. Their daytime activity is training to be part of Cirque du Soleil.
Hell yeah.
Something you people can't just do. And as we saw, they didn't really do it. They just did. They basically
Spit,
did playground
spun
games.
Spun them. Yeah. Spun them around in circles.
A lot of trust-based activities during the daytime. Kelsey makes reference to not having trust in a previous relationship. It all ties together.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was a lovely activity until Joey got dizzy.
I did too. Very fun.
And once he got dizzy,
I'm a Cirque du Soleil fan.
They fucking spun him even more.
Spun him some more. Yeah.
It was like he was trained to be an astronaut or something. Anything else here? Their chat was kind of about how dizzy he was.
He was just too dizzy. He was out of it at that point. Yeah. They do share a kiss, though, at the end of it.
Back at the house. Well, it's become clear now that Lexi's kid's timeline does not match with Joey's surprisingly explicit timeline, which will require a follow-up conversation. Anything else occur here that I miss?
We know Lexi's going home at this point. That's all.
Yeah, this wasn't not a... there weren't a lot of shockers this episode.
No. Yeah. I would almost... I don't know why you waited. The timeline was a little weird. I would have just shown that and then shown her going to talk to him instead of... We had to wait through the rest of this date, and then we got the Lexi thing. It's like, we already know what's happening with Lexi.
Are you saying this conversation should have occurred at the group date when they first broached the subject?
No, right when they showed us when we did this back to the house.
It was a short back to the house.
They should have done the conversation with Joey and him, or pushed this back, spliced it in right before. Yeah. I don't know. It was just weird.
Editing note for maybe.
We knew she was going home for like half the episode. There was no surprise there, so I don't know why we're waiting for multiple commercial breaks to go to that.
You're saying this short scene basically took
all
the air out of
what was going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the nighttime portion of Kelsey T's one-on-one date, she has feelings for him. They are deepening. She's not going to say something crazy about falling in love with him or anything like that, but she likes the guy. She likes being around him. They get along. They have a nice rapport.
Joey says the connection is potent. Rim, what do you take of that? What do you make of that? Excuse me.
I'm not. I suppose potent could just
mean... What is the exact definition of potent?
Powerful. I guess in this case, it could mean a powerful connection.
It can
connection.
Just mean powerful. Potent
yeah,
can just
yeah.
mean
potent
powerful?
Doesn't necessarily mean poisonous.
Doesn't that have to be poisonous?
No.
I was under the impression potent would have to be poisonous.
Well, the way Joey was describing it here, whether he knew it
just
or not,
powerful.
Was just... Whoa,
so Joey's
this is...
using it in the right way.
Yeah. Potent potables.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Not all poisonous.
Okay.
I don't think this is poisonous between these two. Obviously.
I don't either.
They get along great. Anyway, hometowns are coming up. So we got to do family talk.
Yep.
I don't think Kelsey T wanted to do this. That's the feeling I got, is although she was sad to be saying this out loud, at one point she even said, I haven't revisited this
in so long, she said, yeah. Which
underneath
means you
that
don't want to revisit it.
Exactly.
Ever.
There's probably
ever.
A reason for that.
You never want to revisit it.
I haven't thought about this
especially
in a while,
not here.
Until the show dug it out of me.
Yeah. I was doing just fine without revisiting this.
Things were going
along
smoothly.
And I do not need to and don't want to again.
And certainly not in this forum with these cameras around. It struck me as Kelsey, like, feeling obligated to discuss something
Agreed.
That she wasn't too thrilled about discussing. Anyway, her and her dad, not a great relationship.
Well, it started great. And then around the time of college, they were best of friends. And then around the time of college, he stopped talking to her. Joey asks a great question. What happened? And it was because of great question, Joey.
Oh, Joey.
And it was and it was because of well, so you know.
Sometimes I don't ask.
I said that kind of jokingly, but I feel like Pile Peter wouldn't have asked.
Well, he's too busy figuring out who's a traitor. Is this person a traitor or not?
It was because of religion and her going to college and anyone in his household would have to be of the same religion. Big, just a not great situation, obviously.
No.
I think she said she went to live with her mom, then they stopped talking, but in the last few years they started doing things and talking again, but it's still a strained relationship.
I felt that maybe if they were going to make her discuss this, maybe pivot away from the church setting for this date. I know you book those months in advance, but I found that kind of strange. They tried to tie this situation to Kelsey being hesitant to trust romantic partners, but I imagine it's more of a general
trust
trust thing rather than like, I don't know if I can trust The Bachelor because of what happened with my dad and my religion. That just, those seem too far apart to lock together. Anyway, anything else there? I mean,
Joey, thanks for sharing like he always does. And they move on. She gets the rose and they kiss.
Lovely little
Cirque du Soleil lady comes back out and does some
stuff. Solo.
Mm-hmm. And an orchestra playing, maybe just a string quartet.
It was maybe one. It might have been one violinist.
Was it just one violinist?
I think so. Which I think perhaps even adds to
one violinist the intimacy. Is beautiful. Mm. It really is.
Four is like, all right, you know.
Yeah, enough.
We get it. Let's take a quick break.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
À la maison. I don't know if that's how you say it. That's at the house in French.
À la maison.
Maria leaves for a date with Joey. That's it.
Yep.
Maria date, daytime.
Hop in the old school limo. Just, you know, gallivant around town. Just absolutely gallivanting around.
They're sitting in the back of this limo, and she's teaching him naughty phrases in French. She's dropping "that's what she said." Mm-hmm. Maria would be a very entertaining bachelorette. I will say that.
Yeah, agree.
Maybe too entertaining.
No, there's no such thing.
I already feel like I have a better idea of her personality than most leads, Maria.
I agree. I agree with that. These two are having fun, Rim. No getting around
banter.
It. You know what Joey hasn't been having a lot of lately, Rim? Especially this episode?
Fun.
Having fun and being himself? Are we seeing a different Joey? Is this
the real Joey?
If Uncle Hater. If the hater uncle saw this clip, would he... I wonder if he would say, wow, that's the Jay I know. That's the Jay I know and love. That's what I... can't get past, Rim. I think this might be the real Joey. Where's she gonna be on your power rankings? This is a monumental date. That's what I'll leave.
I wanted to go back to Uncle real quick. Out of 0 to 100%, how serious are we about real Joey Uncle storyline?
I'm serious.
I think
that
is mostly tongue in cheek. You seem to be relatively serious.
Yeah, I'm dead serious. Why would Uncle come in here and say that unless he really saw that Joey wasn't being real Jay?
Maybe he's being more real now than he was on that date with Charity, where he's putting on an act.
Did you notice a different Joey here than the rest of the season?
Yeah, he seemed relaxed. Okay. He seemed really
did
like
he
shoulders.
Did he seem a little more relaxed and like showing a little more of his personality? Did he seem that way to you?
He was lost
in
her eyes. They were lost in each other's eyes.
It's flirting. My goodness gracious, they're flirting.
Yeah. Later,
they're
when he
smiling,
was just repeating
smiling.
What she was telling him to say in French, I'm like, this guy's lost in the
he's
sauce.
Lost. He's lost.
He's saying whatever she's telling him to. You know, Marie's going to make you say something.
Yeah,
you
he's lost.
Say.
He's lost. In love.
Yeah. This was crazy. I thought Maria was, you know,
thought
outside
she was
looking in. Yeah, not
she went
cooked,
on a two
like,
on one.
Yeah.
She went on a 2-on-1. I didn't think she'd get another date, really.
She's almost like a unicorn contestant. Not many people have had this journey, I don't believe. To a,
no.
a likely hometown.
A lock hometown.
Stay tuned for the power rankings.
Yeah, stay tuned for my power rankings.
You don't go from 2-on-1 to pretty woman date, even though she didn't get to keep all the dresses and come back in with all the bags. That's kind of what this date was.
I wrote here, ring the alarms, Rim.
Yeah.
Maria's getting the designer date. Now, she didn't end up doing the bags back in the place, like walking back into the hotel with the bags in front of all the ladies. That's a big part of the designer date. But at this moment, it looked like she was getting the designer date.
Yeah. She did get one dress. Who knows if she got to keep it. Have here Joey's recklessly repeating French phrases back to Maria, including I love you in French. She's like, you said that? He's like, yeah, I said it. I think he knew what he was saying. I love you, Maria.
They were doing that in the van. I don't want to breeze past the designer date room. One of the greats. Because
she's fashion. Maria's Miss Fashion, too.
She is Miss Fashion. He was looking longingly off at her as she was trying stuff on. Champagne flowing. Macaroons.
Wow.
On point. There was a tower of them. $400 worth of macarons there.
It's the most expensive cookie known to man.
They're $400. Yeah. There were $400 worth of cookies on that platter, okay?
Well, that's something when you look at those dresses.
Bananas eating those, okay? What a great date.
Not only that, next stop, the Succession helicopter. The one black with like the gold trim.
Yeah.
Maria was worried. She was like, are we jumping out? You don't jump from helicopters. You jump from airplanes.
No, you slice your head off if you jump from a helicopter.
I don't know how much rise you get.
You don't get any rise, but still, I wouldn't feel comfortable.
You don't jump from helicopters.
I guess
that's
they do
just,
have a challenge sometimes. They jump out.
Foliage. Fall foliage. Autumnal. Skylines. Ferris wheels. Bridges. Seeing Montreal in a way you haven't seen before. Mm-hmm. Who's going to hometowns, AB? Kelsey T and Maria were not in my top four. Now what am I supposed to do? Maria's crying tears of joy to the camera. Joey is beet red smiling around Maria. Flirting.
These two are flirting. It's
a different
Joey. I
just don't know what I'm supposed to do. It is. It's the real Joey.
It's a different Joey. The real Joey.
Anything else there?
No. What a date. Flip the whole season on its head, Rim. I'll say that.
I know.
Flipped everything. Changed
nighttime,
everything.
Nighttime a little disappointing, I will say.
Well,
wasn't
she doesn't
much
have
at the
a story, does she? I don't think she really had the story.
It's really
not
tough.
Her fault. It's not her fault. She just doesn't have a
traumatic
story.
Well, I mean, like setting to the closer you are to a wall on the nighttime portion of a one-on-one date, the less impressed I am by the setting. The further
were they
away
very
the
close
wall,
to
and
a
the
wall?
Higher. Oh, it was like they were in like
were
an
in
undesirable
corner?
Table at a restaurant. It was
they're sitting
was,
in the corner,
right by a window.
Oh.
Ceilings, probably 8-foot ceilings, just embarrassing ceiling height.
Humiliating. Where were they?
I think just
a restaurant or something.
Maybe a meeting room at the hotel.
Interesting.
The nighttime portion, after picking out a designer dress.
One thing to note, Rim, they were in the same outfits the whole day. They never went. They just.
No, they usually change.
They usually change, which would signify they spent some time apart. I think they're in that limo the whole day talking, having
God
fun.
God knows what happened in there. Or this was a short one-on-one. Scheduling wise, might have been short. This might have been lunch.
An afternoon? Well, no, it was dark out when they. At nighttime.
I don't know.
At dinner,
it
was nighttime.
I don't know if it was, AB.
I'm almost positive when they got out of the limo and I noted that they were still in the same outfits, it was dark out. I'm almost positive. Now, it could have been an afternoon to dinner, couple hour deal. It could have been.
Here is what happened at the nighttime portion. Maria has picked out a designer dress with Joey, seeing Montreal from a helicopter, and looking at Joey in a sharp navy blue tux. Maria is ready to tell Joey she's falling in love with him. Falling for him, excuse me.
Falling for him.
My notes here are they get along. They make each other laugh. They're both present in the moment, something like that. Maria mentions a previous boyfriend whom she was led to believe would propose, but apparently he wasn't serious. Not Joey. He's here for a real engagement of up to 3 years. Minimum two.
3 to 5 years.
3 to 5 year engagement.
We'll
He's dead serious about this. And then we'll maybe talk about getting married.
I am very serious about engagement. Marriage, I don't know.
No, well, it's like you said, engagement is a joke. It's not that big a deal.
I've always been a big proponent of engagements not being that big a deal.
Certainly not on this show.
No. Well, I don't think in real life either. I think people are taking it a little too serious.
Maria says she's falling for him.
Wow.
In ways I didn't expect. Anything else about their conversation?
I think I wrote here, I think Maria can bring out the real Joey. I wrote that again.
We're really something hammering to that real versus fake Joey.
Yep.
The show is trying to leave Uncle Hader in the past. We won't let him forget.
Saying real is probably not the right word. I don't think he's faking it with these girls. They're giving an incorrect personality, like he's two-facing them.
Yeah.
I think he's just giving a muted version of himself. And I think he commented on he's trying to be a little bit too perfect. And I think those walls come down for... We talk about walls coming down, Rim?
We do.
The walls come down a little bit with Maria where they don't with other people. And I think he's more guarded with them. So you're not seeing the full personality of Joey. That's what I mean. Not that he's being fake.
Beautifully articulated. I thought we were joking around for the most part. But I'm kind of with what you said there.
No, I'm dead serious. I think you get a muted version of Joey with a lot of the...
Yeah.
And it's still a good version. And it's enjoyable. And he's nice and everything. But I think he even... When he was... breaking up about it at the start, he talked about how he feels like he has to be so perfect.
Yeah.
Or he feels like people think he needs to be perfect. I got lost in what exactly he was saying, but I think that kind of alludes to this a little bit.
Yeah. I'm with you.
He's not whispering French to any of these other girls, guard down, not knowing what he's saying. Not.
Well, he's just in a different world when he's with Maria.
That's
and it's surprising. It's surprising to see after 2-1-1 and all the drama and all that.
Yeah.
They end with a private concert with Feist. Shout out Alt Nation. Alt Nation Rim was kind of...
Alt Rim?
Jamming out a little bit. Alt Rim?
People
well, you can't
about
say
Alt Rim
anymore. That's a little too close.
Alt Nation Rim.
Yeah, Alt Nation Rim.
Alt Nation Rim.
Joey offers her the rose. Lovely.
Can't say alt rim.
Yeah, you can't. It's right. a little too close. You
can't say alt rim anymore.
Yeah,
it's sad that they took that
it's
away
sad
from
what they're
you,
doing
rim.
To it. They took that away from me. Anything else on this date?
Nope.
Stay tuned.
Great
Power
date.
Rankings.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Lexi and Joey. Well, Joey's a little too high here. A little too happy.
Mm-hmm. Time to bring him back down.
Let's take
him down a peg.
Remember, you're not escaping this episode without one more heartbreak. Their connection is undeniable.
He touched her leg on the way out, I noted. Remember?
Yeah, well, and Lexi always had leg. Lexi always had, well, that might be a function of proximity. He might have just
it was
been
proximity,
by her.
But it was more than a tap, it was a squeeze.
Yeah.
Leg squeeze.
Connection undeniable, but this timeline discrepancy may be too much to overcome. And by may, I mean will.
It's too much to overcome, for sure. Or it wouldn't be, they wouldn't be having this conversation.
No, this conversation was not going to end
with.
That's
why this was so
spoiled. All right, we'll talk more. We'll iron out the details.
You spoiled it.
Yeah. Joey dressed very well and not at all surprised to see Lexi at his hotel room. All the lights are already on.
Yep.
They sit down. Lexi says, thanks for your answer about the question I asked. I can't do a long engagement. I can't wait a couple of years after that to have kids. I'm not in a position to adapt to that timeline. Sad. There's not much else to say. That is what they discuss here, and it's sad. And I don't think he expected it, for real.
No, I don't think he did expect it. And I think... Do you think he regret... He kind of showed a little regret in... saying what he said. See, he commented on maybe with the right person he would think about changing that timeline.
Yeah.
But I guess he didn't fight for it. Right now he could
he
have
didn't
probably
say, I thought about it too and I'll reduce the years.
Yeah. I'll 6 months engagement. 1 year marriage, kids.
We didn't hear her give a specific timeline? I think they're too far apart. I think even if
they're
they tried to meet
close.
In the middle,
they're not even close
still. Yeah. So that was,
she's
was
talking,
something they could not...
She's talking married in a year, kids immediately type of situation. So we're talking about 4 years different. I'm putting words into her mouth, but that's what I imagine we're dealing with here. Yeah.
This was sad. This was a bummer, but
a good couple.
Yeah. I don't know what the butt is. Good couple. I like them together. I liked her golf skits. I like her. She did the painting thing. She was the fake painter early on in the season.
I think she was a good contestant, and I hope she's on Paradise.
Paradise is not going to happen.
Paradise isn't happening, you say.
Lexi is off.
I'm not believing it. I'm just going to choose not to believe it.
I will believe when I see it, but so far I believe it. And I haven't seen it. Well, you want to do editing notes? They didn't have to show Lexi trying to figure out where the button was on the trunk clothes. They could have clipped a second earlier. There was this big sad music, big hardest breakup so far. Joey's crying to the camera.
Was she having to put her own stuff in the trunk or what?
Oh, yeah, they always put their own stuff. She put her, you know, bag, her single bag in the back of the SUV.
Did he walk her out or did she not? Did she walk herself out?
I don't think he walked her
out. When you walk yourself out, you put the stuff in the trunk. When you're getting walked out, you don't usually put the stuff in the trunk.
Yeah.
They open the door for you and put you in.
Well, she walked herself out, I'm pretty sure, and then
had her bag.
They had 1 second.
She couldn't find the button? Is that what you're
saying? Where's the button? Oh, here's the go. We didn't need to see like that from Lexi in the state she was in and like how we're feeling about her on the show. She's like, I want this fucking button, this son of a... And she's tapping the thing. Anyway, anything else there?
No. Sad.
Cocktail party. Nobody wants to do this tonight. Everybody's in a bad mood. Two people have left already. If any cocktail party was going to be canceled, it should have been this one. This was just like, we know who's going home. We know exactly who's going home here.
Yeah.
Everyone knows except Leia, who unbelievably says she feels good about where she's at.
That is just an unbelievable thing to say.
Leia, Sydney, plants. Just no other reminder, explanation.
Just a reminder of your journey, Leia.
Let's look at a resume.
You showed up on... after the final rose or whatever that was when you showed up and met Joey, America voted on her or something? I think America might have voted and gave her a superpower to come into the season. She comes in with the leg up. Joey knows her. She throws the one-on-one date stealing thing, power up, into the fire.
Because it's bad. You don't want that power. Because
you don't want that. Yeah. Now, for any contender, you would then get one of the earliest one-on-ones. You then proceed not to get a one-on-one, and we are all the way up to hometowns, basically, and you still haven't gotten a one-on-one, and you think you're in good standing?
Well, she turned heel. While, once she didn't get a one-on-one, she said, I'm going to turn heel. True villain.
You became a villain? Yeah. And got it mixed up into all sorts of stuff?
Who knew that when she threw that thing in the fire, she was going to evolve into Kane? Joey reminds us of the theme of the week.
His fear of sadness.
His fear of choosing someone and it not being reciprocated. Caitlin won him one time. She likes him. Wants him to feel special. They kiss. The group ruminates on Joey's big fear. Very vulnerable, Joey. Things are sad. Things are low. Morale is low. Bachelor's in a bad mood. Let's send in Daisy.
Daisy. She'll brighten things up.
Like a daisy flower.
Hey, Daisy, we think Joey might, you know, he might leave. he might leave the show. Can you do something a little silly, a little sillier?
Can you loosen him up a little bit?
Lighten the mood a little bit? We're thinking he might cancel the cocktail hour. And,
oh, yeah.
You know,
he'll cut it short if you don't go in there and pop your shoes off. Yeah.
Please do something immediately.
And she did. That went well. Put a smile on his face.
Too. Faked like it was going to be something bad. You get his heart sinks when Daisy says,
it's already
I got something
there.
Serious to talk about. It goes even further, though. It's like at his kneecaps you don't want to hear at from that Daisy. Point. And then Daisy flips it. Ha ha.
Yeah.
Fun. Well, this is going to be great. Fun, actually.
It was great.
Well done, Daisy. Great timing and well said.
All right. He's back up a little bit. Let's send in Jen. Get his heart pumping a little bit. I didn't like this move from Jen.
I didn't either. I actually hated it. Come on. We all had a tough week except you.
Yeah, really.
Except you.
Too bold.
Rim, I was told, I believe last week, that there was an issue with people that, with roses going early, too early or something. Am I crazy? Did an official request was put in to my rule book for people that have group date roses to not go too early? It was a timing request that was made to me to consider. Well, that shit stamped out denied, yeah. Rim. It's denied. Okay.
Well, the protester's complainant gone. Is gone. I wish she would have been here for this. Yeah, she would have intercepted him between the piano. Nope.
Not now.
Sit your ass down, Jen. I don't have a rose.
Do you think the group should have, moved?
I would have moved.
Was that a consideration?
Hey, if you're going to come out here in public, in this public square, we're going to involve ourselves in this.
Oh, okay. So you're being the audience.
Yeah, get close to them, talk with them. Why not?
Sure.
They're in the same room as you. Not even ruin it, just participate in it. You bring them out here. All right, we're out here.
Let's do a sing-along.
Exactly. I'm going to lay on the piano and request songs. How you like that, Jen? Got my feet kicked up. Now what?
What I'm not doing is sitting there. No. I'm either leaving or doing what you said.
No. A little too much respect. This group is too this is a good group, and they're too respectful.
Yeah. Yep.
Leia one-on-one time, nothing.
This is a power move. That is a power move, though.
She's...
We're going to go over here, and we're going to giggle and, flirt. And you won't really be able to hear what we're talking about, but you're going to think the worst things. And then we're going to play the piano, something you can't do.
And then we're going to kiss while the piano's flipped up. And you can kind of see, but you can't really.
You can kind of see, but you can't see what we're doing. You can't see what the hands are doing. You can't.
Whose hand is on whose leg? Maybe it's both.
Are they on the neck? Who knows?
Whoa.
Yeah. Power move from a big time power player. Stay tuned for the power.
Joey says stuff like Jen and I, when we're in the group together, it's like we're the only people there. And that's how she acts.
Pretty
around
accurate.
Him. Yeah.
They both act that way.
Kelsey A. Another short scene from Kelsey A. She does not get the extended.
No.
Kelsey A is very frequently, for someone who has had a one-on-one date, she's always in like the montages at cocktail parties and group dates. We end it with Rachel one-on-one time, who kind of boosts his confidence a bit after what can only be described as a concerning toast, an unsettling toast from Joey. Let's try to get through this. I'm down in the dumps. To being in the dumps. They made a big deal when Joey left about when the cocktail party ended, about how he said multiple people would be going home. He used the plural. And they're like, oh, two people are going, more than one's going home. It's like, look around, Leia, Caitlin, Leia and Caitlin.
Look around.
Look around.
Read the room.
Of course, both of you are going home. Come on.
We got hometowns in 2 weeks.
We got hometowns. Everyone here has had a one-on-one.
We're not going to bring, we're not bringing 8 people. It's not, we're not getting rid of 4 next week. We'll get 4. Get rid of 4 right now. What's the point?
Yeah. Rose ceremony. Jen has a group date rose. Maria has a one-on-one date rose. Kelsey T has a one-on-one date rose. There were only 3 roses, which I like how they unveiled removing like a sheet of parchment paper or something. They're like, I've never seen the roses unveiled like that.
Yeah. I like that.
Leia to the camera in her final statement convincing me she's not serious, and probably a producer plant, says she's still confident she's getting a rose despite this situation.
3 people are getting roses, right?
Yeah.
Daisy, there goes one.
Daisy, automatic.
Automatic. Who else is there?
Kelsey A and
one
Rachel.
One of the Kelseys hasn't gotten one, yep. So there's another. Rachel, there's your last.
One on one day.
Easy. Yep. If you're looking around at your Leia, are you ahead of any of those people? If the answer's no, then you shouldn't feel good right now.
She's not even ahead of Caitlin.
No.
The other person who didn't get a rose.
No, she's not. You're in last place right now.
Yeah.
And you didn't even get a chance for a Hail Mary that we saw.
Very predictable.
Interesting that she
was
didn't.
Going home this week.
Are you surprised she didn't throw not a Hail Mary for herself, but a Hail Mary to sabotage Maria? Doesn't it seem like she should have?
Yeah, but it wouldn't have worked, obviously.
It wouldn't have worked, but it's worth a shot, isn't it?
Once they pulled those parchment paper.
She's been talking about it for 2 weeks.
This would have been, they used to do these a lot more frequently, but someone would say before the rose ceremony.
Let me pull you before the rose.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to leave right now, but I want you to know someone here. You know what? If she was a real
Maria
producer,
swore.
No, you don't even say Maria. You say someone is here for the wrong reasons, and then you leave.
Yeah.
And then you leave in the tile.
That's what they used to do to Colton all
one
the
of those?
Time. Yeah.
Someone's here for the wrong reasons, Colton. I'm not going to give you names, and he wouldn't ask.
Then
it would completely shatter him.
He's already low. That would crush him.
I would have liked one of those to happen to Joey. Someone you really like is here for the wrong reasons.
Be more specific.
See you
say,
on Paradise.
Say, Joey, someone here will not reciprocate. I have it on good authority that someone here will not reciprocate your feelings if you express them to her.
I have it on good authority.
So,
just a heads up. Someone here will not reciprocate I love you to you. Mm-hmm. They have already
so
told
me. So just watch
me.
Out for that. Just watch
Something
out.
To watch out for. See you later.
Moving to the mailbag. This week's question, where do you stand on Maria Mania? A lot of responses, most of them Team Maria, a few dissenting opinions. All of them have interesting reasoning. We'll start with Gabby from San Francisco. I'm Team Maria all the way. I think Maria probably has a bold personality that clashes with some people, but it doesn't make her a bad person. You don't have to like or be friends with everyone. That's a fact. People forget that.
People do forget you don't have to always be friends with everyone.
You don't got to be pals with everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gabby. 860 area code. I cannot stand Maria, but I do not agree with how she's being treated. The women just seem jealous. She's being her authentic self, and that is working on Joey. Side note, Jess gives me Brittany from Vanderpump Rules vibes. AB is the resident Vanderpump expert.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed.
403 area code, I am Team Maria. Based on Sydney, Leia, and Jess's reactions to her, I feel like she must have done something to upset them. But last week's confrontation with Jess was the closest we've seen to anything negative from her. I say innocent until proven guilty. Maria seems like a fun, true-to-herself personality, and maybe that's just rubbing some people the wrong way. Shrug emoji. Thank you, 403.
I'm sorry you guys can't be your true selves. That's not changing me. And
that's
Joey.
You're Maria, yeah.
Yeah, I'm Maria.
I like that.
Sorry.
I like that. Miranda from Maine with a evergreen tree emoji. Maria is kryptonite to insecure people. Bottom line, she's definitely a loudmouth, but we've seen her genuinely comfort and hype up a wide variety of women in the first few episodes. That's true. I think the biggest evidence that she's not a bad person is that the one person she inadvertently hurt their feelings, she made up with Medina and continued an amicable relationship with. The reason why the rest of the house isn't ganging up on her is because she isn't actually doing anything wrong. I adore Maria, and I really felt for her, and it broke my heart to see her get sucked into this needless drama. She could have been giving hilarious ITMs in the moments and getting the girls in the house to play more weird games, but instead she's mostly crying about being maligned by girls who know they aren't going to hometowns. Thank you, Miranda from Maine. Aaron in South Milwaukee. Team Maria for life.
For life.
NWO gift.
Forever. NWO gift.
NWO for life. People forget what she initially got tattled on for was saying Medina wasn't old and shouldn't be worried about it.
People forget that.
The original sin of Maria is...
saying you aren't old.
Talking about someone's age in a flattering way, in a supportive way to someone else and being overheard by it. Cindy didn't hear it all and decided since she heard Medina's name, it must be, quote, shit-talking. Parenthetically, probably because Cindy herself is such a shit-talker. And away the snowball rolled. Maria is abrupt and direct, but she hasn't done anything wrong that we've seen. Aaron says, bitches just be hating.
Oh, wow.
Lulu and Milwaukee. Apparently this is a hot take, but I'm vehemently team everyone else, not team Maria. Maybe I'm being naive, but the common denominator in all of the drama is Maria.
That's a good point.
It just seems way more likely that she is being manipulative and the rest of the women are being honest. In my experience, women rarely choose one person to exile from the group unless that person is the one being mean. The idea that women are just out here excluding each other for the sake of it is not a thing I see happen in the real world. I've known women like Maria who act one way in front of men and then turn around and are mean to the other women in their lives. And I think the rest of the house has just about had it with Maria's behavior, as have I. Thank you, Lulu. Jay from KC, my wife and I disagree strongly about Maria. My wife is Team Maria and says the girls who have had beef with her are insecure and put off by Maria's confidence. I agree with y'all that Maria hasn't done anything egregiously wrong or against the rules, but that her boisterous personality is off-putting to many of them and myself. She seems cold and cocky. She believes nice girls finish last, and she's not here to make friends. This is starting to sound like a Housewives intro line during the opening credits. That's her prerogative, but she now has three adversaries in the house where she's always the common denominator. If that bothers her, then at some point she has to look in the mirror and ask what she could do to be more agreeable, not just lash out like everyone is making her the victim just for fun. Thank you, Jay, from KC Go Chiefs. Emily from Atlanta, or Emily H for the Patreon heads. I'm on Team Maria and think she has next bachelorette potential based on how the producers seem to love her. She's probably said all these things people are claiming, but her words are being misrepresented, exactly like the age comment. However, for some reason, her making these comments is being cut out. For example, Maria did call the argument with Sydney dumb after she got up and pretended to leave, and then Sydney told Joey that Maria called her dumb. Slight difference there. I'd wager Maria also used embarrassing and stupid, too, somewhere in the combo, as Sydney suggested, even though we didn't see that.
Well, I think there's no doubt. Yeah. We all agreed she called it. What'd she say? To shut the fuck up? We all agreed she said that.
That's the next line here from Emily. I think okay. There's no doubt that Maria also told Leia to shut the fuck up.
Absolutely.
Rightfully so. But yeah. We didn't see that either. Instead, we're led to believe these claims are total lies. Why? Surely with Maria's fiery side, it would be easy to make her the villain of the season. I think it's because production loves her and is positioning her to be the next lead. Thank you, Emily. Haley from Orlando. No spoilers here. I'm really getting frustrated that Joey has all these women opening up and he has not shared one thing about himself. I feel we know nothing about him, past relationships, or his family. He's great at receiving the deep convos, but he does not reciprocate. Thoughts? AB. Your take.
I don't agree.
Oh. You just don't agree with the premise.
About Joey?
Not sharing his own things. Listens to the stories. That's
it. I think he asks thoughtful questions and responds appropriately. I don't necessarily agree.
But sharing
with that.
His own things about his life.
I don't know
life.
That he shares. Yeah, I don't think he. Yeah, you're probably right about that, I suppose. But it's hard to, when someone gives you the, you got to think about the conversations they're having. He's heard some very serious things. You don't want to go into your own thing right after, like, in, you know, like if you tell me something very serious, sad that happened in your life. And then I'm like, well, that's cool, Rim. But have you heard about this thing that also happened to me?
Yeah, I'm lactose intolerant.
It just comes on. I feel like he's handling the conversations appropriately. In the situations that he's in.
That is a common thing, though, is that the lead does not share their tragedies to the same
degree
as the other people.
What are they going to share? Maybe they are, but are they going to share the same conversation with every single person and they're going to show it to us? You have to think, he probably is sharing stuff, but they're not going to show us Joey maybe. Telling his same story over and over and over.
In my
What is his story? I don't even remember. What was his thing?
Tennis. Oh, I don't remember. The one with charity? I don't remember.
Yeah, he must have given a sad story at some point to make it as far as he did.
Something with his family. Might not have even been sad.
Maybe he didn't have a sad thing.
Here's my view of how they position leads. They want them to be flatter and not that deep and complicated so that you can project either yourself in a relationship with the lead, or just you can make the lead who you want to be. The lead is a canvas on which the contestants and viewers paint, not an artist themselves. We don't really want to know.
Interesting.
They keep it simple. It's Joey, hunk, tennis, responds nicely when you tell him your tragic backstory.
Yeah. I'm with you.
A thoughtful message from Haley. It's not something we'd think about a lot. We're too focused on the other, you know, the stories of the contestants. Katie from Denver, are you guys aware of the Askin tea?
No.
No.
T-shirt or tea?
Tea. T-E-A. So tea is like rumors and nastiness.
Oh, tea.
Tea. T-E-A.
You I thought you tea. Meant, you know, where my head went with Askin, and they're such a good branding. Brand. I thought they made their own tea. Like,
no.
That I could buy. What's the Askin tea? No, I don't know it.
Long story short, the four of them planned a trip to St. Martin's together, and April backed out last minute. While SKN, was on the trip, April made a shady post on Instagram and seemingly blocked the members of SKN. Blocking is a really big step. Sad to see the end of a dynasty. Katie, I didn't know this tea. I haven't read much about it. Based on this message and based on what I know about April, they'll get the band back together. April's the fiery.
I can't remember which one's which.
April is.
Oh, April. Yeah.
Would you compare it? She's kind of the AJ McLean of the group. You know, she might be in, might be out, might be like, is April going to leave? You know, she'll be back.
She'll be back.
Go through. She'll be back.
You're well said.
Thank you.
Yeah. AJ McLean, for sure. Bad boy.
Yeah. The bad boy. Kind of like
could leave at any point.
Exactly. You don't know what you're going to get again with AJ McLean.
Yeah.
Or April from Askin on the Golden Bachelorette. Thank you, Katie. Heather from Minneapolis. If the rumors and nastiness about Bachelor in Paradise being canceled are true, I'm really hoping that we get a Bachelor Summer Games instead. Bachelor Winter Games was great. That's a fact. And there was supposed to be a Bachelor Summer Games in 2020, but that, of course, ended up being canceled. I did not watch the last few seasons of BIP, but I would definitely watch Summer Games. Thank you, Heather.
I would like a hybrid model of mixing them both. That's what I would like.
I would like a Triforce model.
We always
model.
Want more games.
I was going to say I would like it to be into. Bachelor Summer Games in Paradise Moly. Have
moly.
Be a holy moly element.
Okay.
Thank you, Heather.
Yep.
Olivia from Nashville. I don't think the producers are giving Joey a totally misread this. I definitely think the producers are giving Joey a warning about topics that may come up and or are giving him a lot of coaching to navigate the relationships this season. Since ratings are up post-Golden Bachelor, there are a ton of people watching again that haven't in a while or people watching for the first time. So I think that the producers are going to do everything in their power to give Joey a good edit. They can't fumble the opportunity to improve public perception of the show by having Joey look like a bad bachelor. They're betting it all on him and can't end up with another Ari or a Clayton. I think that we will continue to see Joey have a good edit, and I think they will make every contestant look bad before him. Thank you, Olivia. I can buy into that theory 100%. You cannot throw a pie the Pete out here given the circumstances of the post-Golden world.
No. You got to keep it rolling.
You got to have a young, hot Gary.
Exactly.
And by that, I mean have the character that everyone just loves, who says the right things. Sweetheart.
Yeah, I can buy into that.
Thanks to everyone who wrote into the mailbag. What's your question for next week?
I want to know Bachelor in Paradise favorites, even though we're not having Bachelor in Paradise.
Let's
I don't
just pretend.
Care. I don't care. First of all, I've been scouring the internet. I still don't see anything that really says this.
No, it's not confirmed. It's just rumors and nastiness.
It's just rumors and nastiness, Rim.
That is.
There's not even a sniff of it anywhere.
It is interesting that they announced Golden Bachelorette, which isn't coming till the fall.
I think you had to announce Golden Bachelorette very soon to ride off the, you know, the wave. I'm not seeing anything yet. I don't know why I would believe this. It's just rumors and nastiness, Rim.
It's just rumors and nastiness. No
it's
doubt.
Rumors and nastiness. The nastiest of the rumors, in fact. So I don't know why. I'm not moving forward thinking it's canceled. I'm not.
I am because it's funnier. It's funnier. You can make more jokes if you just joke about
consider
it.
Consider it canceled.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true or not.
Let me know who you want to see in Paradise or just on this franchise moving forward.
Can I expand on this question?
Sure.
Let me know who you let us know who you want to see in Summer Games and why. Bring up. You want to do the Paradise people want to see on Paradise? Yeah. I want to hear that. I also want to know. Bring Summer back games. Old athletes who you want to see do the
sure
a javelin throw.
Not just this cast. You're saying
no, anyway. No.
Yeah. Okay.
So your question is who from this cast you want to
this
see?
This cast is what I'm saying.
My question you're is asking, who from all casts you want to see on Summer Games?
Yeah.
I feel like I stomped on your question, but I have to know.
Your question is much better than mine.
Marlena the Olympian doesn't count either. We can't. Obviously, she can do the javelin. 773-234-7794 is the text line for the mailbag. Power rankings. There are six people left. I think it's a good group. I think Joey can't go wrong. But some of these people got to go.
And they got to go.
Number six. No, number 5A and 5B, no difference. Put either one 5, put either one 6.
Kelsey and Kelsey.
Hmm. Kelsey A is not getting a hometown's edit. She has not been on screen enough.
You're right.
Kelsey T, it might just be too late. It's probably too late to squeeze in.
It's pretty late.
Number 4, Rachel. Number 3, Maria. Maria up big after this one-on-one date. Number 2, Daisy. I am standing firm.
Jen.
I planted my flag in Lexi Mountain early in the season. Now I am building a house on Jen Peak, Jen Hill. Let's hear yours.
Number 4, Rachel. Still could see something there.
Oh, yeah.
I could see a top 2 from her. I really could. Slide in there somehow. I don't know. It's not there right now, but I could see it. There's something a little different. At this stage of the game, you're looking for differences. Different conversations, different ways they look at each other, little slight knee grabs or touches, things like that. Who's kissing more, you know, intensely?
You gotta break that down.
You gotta look at things like that. Rachel, number 4. Number 3, Jen. Number 3 is Jen. Number 2 is Daisy. Number 1 is Maria. I think Maria is going to win this season.
And wow.
I think Daisy is going to be in that car. Daisy or Jen, really. One of those two will be in the car. Very sad to let them go. I just don't know if anyone brings out the real Joey quite like Maria does. I'm just seeing a different Joey than I've seen the rest of the season. She was thrown into a 2-on-1. She was thrown into drama. She was her name was drug through the mud. And it mattered. It did not matter in the slightest to Joey. Because he has real feelings for her, and she's just a little different than everyone else. I think Maria is my favorite to win.
If she does win, I'm going to take that clip and overlay it of her winning montage. That was like a Maria hype video.
Yeah.
They drug her through the mud.
They drug her through the mud, folks.
Didn't work.
Rose.
She overcame it.
Rose like a phoenix.
Face
I think I said
adversity.
That last week.
Yeah. Well, a little bit of news for you. This is the first time Daisy has not been your number one.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Daisy has been unseated for the first time. Don't apologize.
I'm looking at multiple things.
Yeah.
The way he looks
the
at
knees,
both of them is
the
a little different
most
to me.
Importantly, sure.
The way he looks at both of them is a little different. The way he was sitting in the back of that old school limo with Maria is something I haven't seen this season with anyone else. Okay?
Yeah.
So at this moment, based on what I've seen, I think he likes her the most. And I think she's with everything she's gone through, she's in a rock solid place to win this
stronger
season.
Than ever.
Stronger than ever.
She's been through the fires, Sebastian Telfair.
This couple's been through the fires, faced adversity. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah. Injuries.
And she's made it out.
They doubted us. Yeah.
Nobody else has had any adversity.
Yeah, not that's still here.
Mm-mm.
It's all good with Daisy. It's all good with Jen. It's all good with Rachel.
All good the whole time.
Him and Maria.
Something different. There's something different there. Yeah. Imagine they go to hometowns. It's after
as a stogie with Pops. Yeah.
He's gonna love having a stogie with Pops. But I'm
no, he won't. He won't be able to handle it. He'd be choking. I love your daughter.
You know when you're stressed out, Rim?
Yeah.
What can really calm you down? A stogie. Okay, so he's going to be stressed out. He's sad. Then he's going to Maria's house and everything's going to be good. But I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the next week when it's three of them and they're meeting, or two or three of them, and they're meeting his family. So let's say there's two of them.
Yeah,
let's
finale.
Say it's Daisy and Maria. Uncle, you know, Uncle's going to see what I see. And it's a different Joey.
Oh, Uncle's going to call Daisy fake.
Exactly. No, he's going to call his nephew fake.
Well, he hates his nephew. That's been clear to us.
He's going
to
call Joey fake. Listen, Joe.
Maria's the only one who can bring the real
Maria's
you out.
The only one I see the real Joey. I haven't seen this Joey in 10 years. This is the Joey we know and love. And that leads to, you know, Daisy heading home in that limo. Joey realizing maybe, yeah, he probably made a mistake. And he's crying. He's crying. I let my uncle bully me. But that's where we're going to be.
I like that fanfic, and I can see it playing out. Real TV Fantasy League scoring update. Scores from episode 6. We're at the point in the season where we're going to get a lot of ties from here on out. There are only 3 people on each roster. So 17 people had 217 points. They tied for first with the team of Kelsey T, Maria, and surprisingly, Caitlin was, I guess, the third highest scorer. So we are about to choose a random winner out of those 17. The ghost of Neil Lane from Caitlin M. Caitlin M, send us a message on Instagram or the mailbag. We'll get you a sticker. The season-long standings. Meredith T, with the team Derek is Imperfect, retains her suspicious lead of 106 points over Madison P.
I got Meredith T here, Rim.
Oh,
I got a comment from her.
Official statement.
Official statement from Meredith T. Now, this is
press release.
The full statement can be seen on Roastcast Nation?
Nation.
Roastcast Nation on Facebook.
2,000 members strong.
We're holding real strong. A lot of stuff going on there. Mostly people coming forward to try to clear their name.
Their name.
It's mostly that
cheaters.
Right now, but there is some other good stuff in there.
Other than that, it's a good group. okay, what does Merritt T have to say?
My team name, Derek is Imperfect, is a throwback to the iconic 2-on-1 date in JoJo season where Derek was sent home in a limo and he very, very sadly says, I thought it was enough. I'm not. I'm Derek. And Derek is Imperfect. Good callback. Meredith also says, can we get another reminder of what cheating is for the league? I know Rim and AB usually opt.
Oh, well, then this is a cheater. This is a cheater, then, if they even have to ask.
There was, because I have a similar comment from Madison P., who I've, you know.
Also a cheater.
Well, I've drug her name through the mud as much as Maria's name has been drugged through the mud over
AB,
the years.
They call AB Sydney.
Yeah. She says, can we get another reminder of what cheating is for the league? I know Rim and AB usually opt to not watch the previews, but is that considered spoilers? I will own up to watching the previews and taking copious notes on those as well as the first episode. I do actively avoid any comments or spoilers about winners. I do not know for sure who goes home each week and who the winner is, for example. I actually agonize over my lineup choices each week and spend way too much time looking at the scoring rules and evaluating contestant prices.
Okay, no, this is just...
That's just putting in the work.
Yeah, that's fucking called
that's putting
being
in the
a
work.
Deserving
that's,
champion.
That's fucking putting in the work and it paying off. That's what that is.
Yeah, they're not cheating.
No spoilers
at all.
There.
I'm not
that's
doing
not
any
cheating.
Of that stuff. I'm not doing that, but...
You're not putting in the work.
I'm not putting in the work. I'm also woefully behind.
Madison P. said, stop slandering me. I'm not cheating on the bracket. I was forced out of bracket retirement by my boyfriend, but I knew I'd get accused again. She retired from the game because
that
of my
takes
slander.
Guts to come back
and
after.
And she came back and she gets accused immediately upon returning.
I have fun accusing people of cheating. It's a lot of fun. But you don't think about the other side of it.
No, getting accused in front of thousands of people you're a cheater.
That's tough.
Including some people that you know.
Yeah, we really are scaring people into not participating in the
I made her
league.
Not participate in the fantasy league. I'm doing the opposite of what I
Nobody
should be
cheats.
Doing as
you
a podcast host.
You can't even cheat because you get points for like random shit during the episode. It's not all getting a rose. We're having fun. What did Meredith T say? That was Madison P, right?
That was Madison P. Meredith T was the first one.
Okay.
She asked about the rules.
Okay. No, everybody's fine. Everybody's fine.
No, everyone's fine, but I will keep accusing you.
Yes.
I'm not going to stop.
It's called running bits into the ground. That's podcasting 101. You
That's
do
podcasting
stuff forever.
We also had a comment from Peter B., the creator of Real TV Fantasy.
Is Peter B in the Facebook group?
Yeah, he felt there was so much
shout
accusations
out Peter
that he had to, he had to comment in there. Shout out to Peter B.
He's also in the chat of the app, too. It's a nice app. It's a nice little app, and it's always improving. So shout out Peter B for making it. If you'd like to play, you can still compete for prizes each week. Although, it sounds like
if you're not willing to put in the work, you're not going to see the results. You're just not. Hmm. Okay.
Certified Cutie Patootie merch coming soon. It will be, when it arrives, it will be available on onesies. We have onesie access.
Something
just got a big
really
shipment of onesies
consider.
In. I got to make the thing. The design is at zero right now. Patreon.com/RemenateB. This week we're reviewing the new Jennifer Lopez movie, This Is Me, .. A love story. That'll be fun. And continuing to recap Traitors, starring Mensa Pete, formerly known as Pilot Pete the Hornball, now known as one of the great reality TV competitor minds in history. Patreon.com/RemenateB. Free 7-day trials if you just want to try it out. Yeah.
Wow.
Always available. Free 7-day trials are always available. Yeah. It's really bad business.
Wow. Is that so?
All right. Anything else, AB?
I don't think so.
We will know who the hometown's recipients are by the end of next week. We're getting down to it.
Yeah, we are.
We're getting down to it. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.